All right. We are reviewing the cinematic masterpiece known as Nacho Libre 2006.
The more you play cuts, also, I'm enjoying every one of the cuts. So it's, you know, you go in with different expectations to different things. If you have your bar raised really high and I want this to be hilarious and Napoleon Dynamite, I'm going to say again, I don't think it's Napoleon Dynamite, but I'm having a lot of fun talking about the movie, and every time you play a cut, I'm laughing. So, I can't say it sucks. You know what I mean?
My only counter would be, having seen both double-digit times, I place them very close to each other. However,
maybe I got to watch it again, and I will.
Here, I don't know how we can fit this on the show, Mino, but I would like to propose that this makes it onto the show somehow moving forward here. If I can, man, I'm not as good at playing things off Dropbox as you guys. You guys are really good at that, but here it is.
Surprise.
Get that corn out of my face!
I don't know how Get That Corn Out of My Face would fit onto the show.
Actually, my daughter moaned at that. Like, it was falling in the dirt. No one's going to eat the corn now. She was sad.
Steven was trying to cheer him up with some corn, and he wasn't having it.
Did you watch it with your kids, Julie?
I didn't watch it with my little kids, so...
Lay it on me, Julie. I can take it.
I've told you guys, I have a almost 16-year-old stepson who happens to be in town, and this was perfect for him. Like, not even kidding, we were all sitting around talking randomly, and he mentioned this movie that night, because he was talking about the masks. He was like, you know, the masks, like, on Nacho Libre, and I was like... We get to watch Nacho Libre tonight, so it fit in perfectly. And
wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like it was fate. But he loved it, laughed the entire time. He had already seen it, still laughing. My husband was laughing the entire time.
Okay.
And Julie?
I laughed a lot. I thought it was funny. Like, it wasn't the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You can rip it.
No, I know I can, and I would.
Expose you!
It's not the funniest thing I've ever seen, or maybe even like the top 10, but I'm a little...
Top 100?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's hard. This doesn't make much sense because I laugh all the time here at like the dumbest things ever, but it's hard to make me laugh in movies, right? There's proof. But movies, like when they're trying to be funny and there's certain lines that are just supposed to be funny, like it often doesn't make me laugh until like Dan's saying... The second time around.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm laughing at all these drops, too. And it's hard to know when you're watching a movie with no background, like, what are the famous lines that are going to come out of it, or what's supposed to be so super funny out of this movie when you're just watching it.
Right.
Until you hear it again.
But I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it trailed off a bit, kind of like Dan said. Like, I really liked when we were just getting...
Like Killer.
Like Killer.
Ended it with a nice so...
At the very
end. You're saying it didn't sustain 90 minutes properly.
No, and I liked the beginning. Like, when it was more about, dare I say, character development.
Sure. Let's see this one here real fast.
Chancho! Chancho! Chancho, I need to borrow some sweats.
Are you leaving us?
No, Chancho, I would never leave you. I just need to borrow some sweats.
Sweats.
So that's a big line at our house, is that both Chancho, give me your sweats, is obviously that's not even the line, but we will say that at our house, and it's always followed with this one, which is a totally different part of the movie, but it's been combined in the shorthand at the Sturm house.
Chancho, when you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room. It's for fun.
Because, you know, you get home, you put on your comfies.
Your stretchy pants.
Yeah, that's what Bill Doerr said about his short baseball
pants. Right.
You wear short baseball pants.
Right. Sometimes you like to wear stretchy pants in your room at night.
And like the random farts throughout the movie.
Right.
That was my favorite scene, when Jack Black's sneaking up on this skeleton, whatever his name
Escalito.
Is.
Escalito.
And then he's, but right before he pounces, he farts and then he turns around. It's one of my favorite fart scenes in any movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's so weird.
I like when he's talking to Ramsey's, just trying to get an autograph for the orphans, and
he kind of farts as he's walking up because he's so nervous.
You know, Ramsey's died last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, in the ring.
He died wrestling, Dan. So Ramsey's,
who's that?
Ramsey's is
the
an gold actual
face guy.
Yes,
yeah, his real name was Silver King.
Yes, he's the Silver King down in Mexico. He's a very famous luchador. He is 51 years old, and they took the show on the road, and they were actually in London, England, and he collapsed in the ring of a heart attack and died doing what he loved. So that was just a couple weeks ago. The other thing you might not know about this movie, unless you want a moment of silence for Ramses, is that this is based loosely on a true story. What do you think of that?
The guy who just wanted to wrestle as a boy, but then was forced into the monastery?
A real-life Catholic priest who had a wrestling career on the side to help support the orphanage. Now, I don't think he was doing it in secret, like Jack Black's character at first was trying not to let anyone back at the orphanage know what he was doing, as he's supposed to be a Catholic priest. Just merely upholding the cloth, but I believe it's loosely based on a true story, if that changes things for you at all. I really enjoyed his relationship with Sister Encarnacion. Encarnacion, excuse me.
She's very pretty.
Very pretty. Kind of Winona Ryder.
She's nun hot.
In her prime, if you will. But I really enjoyed the scene in the bedroom where she goes over her favorite things after they enjoyed some awkward toast eating together as he brought her
love
some
that
toast.
But shoved it under the door.
Shoved it under the door. In the narrow part, there was a wider part he could have shoved it under next to it.
Right.
We noted.
They amplify all the body noises.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Noises are a big part of this movie. Yeah, here's this.
So anyways, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, I think maybe end of montage, Mino. I don't know if you could use that, but I'll just let you do your Mino stuff.
So anyways, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Tell me, who is this Encarnacion?
Well, my favorite color is light tan.
All right, now how's that not great? How's that not the best
light
line
tan
you've ever heard? My favorite color is light tan.
I'm like, I didn't catch that when I was watching it the first time, but that is perfect.
My favorite animal is puppies.
Also a line at our house?
Poopies.
Our favorite animals are poopies?
It's poopies. I like serving the Lord. Hiking. Play volleyball.
You gotta be kidding me. Everything you just said is my favorite thing to do. Every day.
So, you enjoy yourself here at the Brotherhood?
The children, I love the children. They are my heart. But to tell you the truth, the brothers make me cook, stew and stuff all day, but they don't give me money for fresh ingredients. And they don't think I know a buttload of crap about the gospel, but I do.
A buttload of crap.
So the big theme in this movie when you watch it 10 times is how many how much everybody just wants vegetables, which is another Central American thing that's really enjoyable. Despite how much produce is grown down there, you do notice that every meal it's generally beans and tortillas and delicious things, but what do I got to do to get some vegetables over here? And I enjoyed the young kid when he had the slop put on his in his bowl. Like, can't we just have like a nice salad? So it's just, again, there's a lot to this that might be culturally enjoyable, and then you have Jack Black as a luchador. So.
Yeah.
Get the cut out of my face!
Each day your letter grade goes up a little bit, I think.
Well, good.
So there you go. Finally, we've seen it.
Killer, you hated it, though?
I like it better when we're reminiscing about it.
There you go.
Are you all the little tidbits everybody brings to the table, I like that better. Instead of watching in an hour and a half of the movie.
I've got news for you, and I'd say this in the nicest way possible
in this movie
for everybody. Dumb and Dumber and Office Space. The plots kind of peter out about halfway through as well. It's probably kind of what comedy movies actually are. You never say it's just an amazing story. The plot wasn't. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Anyway, there you go. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre, A++.
Yes!
Thanks, John. I'm glad I watched it.
Oh, thanks, Julie.
Thanks for bringing it to the table.
It's the only way we could best do D-Day.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Shut the coat out of my face!
Ladies and gentlemen.